K-State Nation. What's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast, which means it is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition coming at ya. Well, we're going to step outside the bubble as usually here on the Purple Project Podcast, where we cover all K-State sports, and we're going to talk about men's golf on this edition of the podcast here. Turn our attention to that for this daily podcast. K-State men's golf finished fifth in the final round of the Mosey Oak Invitational back on Tuesday at the 72 par course, the 7,212-yard Mosey Oak Golf Club at West Point, Mississippi. The Cats closed out the event with a 2-over par 290 final round to bring their 54-hole total to 3-under par, which is pretty good there. Par 861, the head coach of this men's golf team. Of course, there hasn't been many updates on them, to be quite honest with you. But just looking from afar, they have looked pretty damn competitive to this point. Grant Roberts, the head coach of the men's golf team, in a press release said, quote, "Just really proud of the guys this week." And then he goes on to say here, actually, here real fast, they picked up 3 ranked victories against Florida State, Ole Miss, and University of Alabama, Birmingham. Wow, how about that? Florida State up there in the mix. We took them down. Pretty impressive there. Wow. Quote, "Today wasn't perfect by any means, but man, they competed, and that's all you can ask for." End quote right there. Yeah, you're talking about Florida State. They're not known for no golf. I didn't know that. Ole Miss, also didn't really know that either. University of Alabama, Birmingham, also up there in the top 50 in the country when it comes to men's golf as well. By that stat, this is the fifth top five finish for K-State this season here in 2022. Third of the spring through 8 stroke play events this season. The Cats have a team stroke average sitting at 285.08, which is the best mark in school history. This is what I'm talking about right here, folks. The sports that does not get mentioned on here or on any of the other podcasts, right? Maybe for the game, maybe, but other than that, probably not mentioned as much. And the men's golf team deserves high praise. I mean, we talked about this when it comes to recapping a little men's golf. Every time this year, they put up some good stats. And the same thing goes for here as well. That's awesome, man. Heck yes. For the men's golf team, Lorenz, I'm probably going to butcher his last time. I am sorry about that, but Lorenz Schweizerin, the freshman who stood out in the final round, which led Casey to this impressive mark here as well. Let's see down here, Schweizerin. I definitely butchered that last name, but we're gonna go with Lorenz S. Had a career week from the Mosey Arc Invitational, finished with a tie for 4th place with a 6-under. Par 210, which claimed his first top five finish of his K-State career. Remember, Lorenz, this guy's only a freshman, folks. A lot of potential right there. This was his 4th collegiate tournament after joining the Wildcats this semester, actually. The freshman this freshman is from Germany, carded back-to-back career best-fit rounds with a 3-under par 69. In the first round, he followed that up with a 4-under par 68 in the second round and closed it out with just a 1-over par in the final round. And Grant Robbins also had a comment on him. Lori played extremely well this week. And he goes on, quote, "He had a couple of bad breaks today, but showed tremendous poise and was able to notch a top 5 finish." That is what I'm talking about once again there as well. Others to be mentioned as well. Nicholas Mason, also a freshman. He finished tied for 12th with 2-under in the final round as well. And he also, actually, excuse me, 2-under par. Yeah, 2-under par. Mason also carded a 1-over par in the 73 with a final round there to ensure a fourth career top 20 finish as well. They got some 1-2 punch right there when it comes to that. Tim Tillsmans and Will Hopkins tied for 46 with a 4 over par. Luke O'Neill. This name we should be familiar with, K-State Nation, here on the podcast. He won a little bit earlier this semester as well. He shot a 1 over par 73 in the third round, and he was tied for 69th. Had a shaky 8 over par 224 as well right there. K-State will look to keep up this huge momentum as they're going to be going a quick turnaround. They're going to be getting ready for the Hawkeye Invitational this upcoming Saturday. And Sunday, that will be the final event for the men's golf team in the regular season before turning their attention to the Big 12 Championships April 25th and 26th in Trinity, Texas. That is shortly. That's actually the day after the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, so which I'm going to take place in. Which So, yep, that's going to be already. So in between all that, got next week, I'll be in Oklahoma City getting ready for the marathon, and the golf team will be going down there. Actually, not down to Oklahoma, but Trinity, Texas. So I don't in correlation to OKC, I don't know where that's at, but I'm guessing that's obviously being silly on the podcast down a little more south from there. But congratulations to the men's golf team for making school history there on their performance this past weekend out there in Mississippi. The Purple Project Podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Again, if you've been a follower of this podcast for quite a while, a year, or just hopped on, discovered this K-State podcast, make sure you tell others about this daily podcast. We post almost daily, including the weekly podcast. So I'll be getting together with Alex later on this week to record episode 96 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. So you want to make sure to subscribe to that as well. And also catch the last week's edition, episode 95 of the podcast. We are coming up on a history mark 100 on Triple PW Podcast. That's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.